the airing of grievances. Gen Z, there's several, I guess, linguists that are saying Gen Z is done with capital letters, triggered by all caps. Now, I get it, like in text messages, if someone texts you all caps, they're yelling.
Yes.
So they're, you know, triggered by the capital letters, which, you know, I get in some sort of way. But
just being triggered by grammar in general is crazy to me. Also, by not knowing cursive. That's kind of blowing my mind with so, like, because you sign your name on documents. Like, how do you not know how to do that? Corey said my new hires just print their name when it says sign. They just look at the next line that says print, and they're like, I just did. Been clarifying that sign means cursive, and they say they don't know how.
Amy.
So, as a very proud Gen Xer, I feel like being able to read and write cursive gives us a superpower over the generations behind us.
It's like, listen, I'm going to write in this
greeting card.
I'm going to write in these native hieroglyphics, and no one's going to be able to decipher what I'm saying.
Yes,
especially my kids.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. Amy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. Hey, Jesse.
Kelly is the voice of reason.
Thank you.
I'm a millennial, but I'm calling in because there are people in my office, like Gen Z people, who do not capitalize even an email.
I can't handle it.
I'm a 38-year-old woman, and I'm freaking out, losing my mind.
Yes!
Thank you, Kelly. Everybody, get a grip.
Yes!
Jesse, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, have a good one.
Harry says, I'm Gen X and like to have my ringer on. My kids think that's uncool. Yeah, I hear you. Maddie texted in and said, calling instead of texting. If my phone rings unexpectedly, I assume it's either an emergency or he accidentally butt dialed me.
Yes!
That is funny.
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God, yeah. Marion says, what about when boomers do ellipses, but with commas? I think that's when it's time to just end the conversation with them.
Oh, bless their hearts. I haven't seen that a lot, but yes.
I've seen that some time to time. That's funny. Yeah,
and Missy
says the same thing about cursive, and that's total Gen X thing. It's like a secret language from the younger generation.
But it makes me sad because, like, your signature is your signature. They use it in crime investigations, for crying out loud. Handwriting samples. Stuff like that. Lisa says, I would rather be a boomer than someone actually triggered by letters. Good grief. Yes. Get a grip is what I have to say.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
It's grammar. You're taught it in school. It's not trying to attack you. Other than texting all caps at someone is yelling.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll allow.
Or ending a sentence
ending
in a period.
In a period. I'm like, why are you mad at me?
Yeah, so
I need exclamation points all the time.
So Kelly has retractable triggers on grammar.
But just in the texting realm.
In certain...
With friends.
Certain things you have a hard line stance on.
Yes.
Absolutely don't get triggered, but I am going to get triggered on other things.
but why are you mad at me?
But you
put a period in your text message to me. Are you mad about me asking you to do that? What's the matter? I'm sorry.
And see, Annie.
And I'm sending the crying laughing emoji.
Annie texts in and says, I'm a millennial and my son makes fun of me for overusing exclamation points.
Yes, I do that all the time.
And she says,
I feel like it's happier.
I need people to know I'm not mad.
Yes.
Isabel just texted and said, 100%. Using the crying laughing emoji, unironically, that emoji's been through too much.
No.
It needs to retire.
No, it does not. Can never. I will always use it. Always.
Oh, that's
And usually fine. It's the sideways crying laughing. Because I feel like that's even more hysterical.
Yeah, Mandy said, writing LOL, but clearly not laughing. Like, you just write LOL just to, like, break up the...
Oh, yeah. Yes. See, yeah, I will use the emoji before typing out LOL more times than not.
All right.
Oh, Chase says, my mamaw wrote all of her journals in cursive.
That's sweet.
She had beautiful handwriting. My cousin, who's in his early 20s, legit asked when looking through her stuff if someone could read it because he can't. How are you supposed to read Mamaw's journals if you don't know cursive,
kid? Yeah. All right.
Go get a workbook. You should still be able to find one and learn it.
Okay. Someone texted in and said, Kelly's laugh is the crying laughing emoji.
Thank you. All right. Yes.
All right. Hey, thank you. We appreciate that. It's 99.7 DJX.